AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's a job no one seems to want. Republicans are trying to recruit a new Speaker of the House. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports one name keeps popping up.
Much of the focus is on House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, who has said he doesn't want the job. Though Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, whose stunning decision to abandon the race prompted the current chaos, said Ryan would be great.
It's his decision. If he decides to do it, he'd be an amazing speaker.
And Congressman Darrell Issa says Ryan would have the support of both moderates and conservatives.
That's a very good sign after the strained relations that John Boehner has had with that same caucus.
One announced candidate, Congressman Jason Chaffetz, said he'd drop out if Ryan says yes. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
President Obama starts a four-day trip to the West Coast today in Roseburg, Oregon. He will talk to families of the victims of the deadly shooting last week at Umpqua Community College. The president is expected to hold back on talk of gun control in an area where the commonly held opinion is the solution is more guns. Meantime, there was a fight overnight outside a dorm on the campus of Northern Arizona State University in Flagstaff.
One of our students, Stephen Jones, 18 years old, produced a handgun. And he shot four of our other students.
Campus Police Chief Gregory Fowler says one person is dead, three others wounded. The suspect is in custody. A fraternity said some of its members were involved in the shooting. Three young drifters suspected of killing a yoga teacher outside San Francisco are now accused of killing a woman whose body was found in Golden Gate Park. The three are due in court today. Today in Los Angeles, Bill Cosby will answer questions under oath in a sexual assault case. Judy Huth's lawyers will be asking questions about allegations Cosby took advantage of Huth at the Playboy Mansion in the 70s. The deposition will remain under seal until a December hearing. The Dow is up about 20 points. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon is shifting focus in Syria, giving up on building a new rebel force there. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The first group of U.S. trainees essentially broke up after being sent into combat, with some captured or killed and others fleeing. The second group only produced a handful of fighters, an embarrassing failure ridiculed in Congress. Just last week, a rebel commander in charge of some trainees handed over U.S.-provided vehicles to militants.
Meantime, Defense Secretary Ash Carter is confirming four Russian cruise missiles that were aimed at Syria and targets there landed instead in Iran.
We did have some indications that that was the case, that if so, that would indicate malfunctions.
Carter spoke at a press conference in London with Britain's defense secretary. Russia fired a total of 26 of the long-range missiles on Syrian targets. It's not clear how much damage was caused in Iran. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.